Hey, this is B. Haywood, executive producer of Confirm Multimedia. And if you want extra content, you can go to buymeacoffee.com/confirm and get early access to all of our content.
You're listening to Confirm.
Big and Lazy.
This is the Big and Lazy podcast. This is Big, and we got a very special service for y'all. Early access.
Buymeacoffee.com/confirmed.
$5 will get you early access to the episode next day.
And $8 will get you exclusive content as well as early access to the episode. So if you don't want to miss any of the good stuff that we've got going on, then please subscribe to us at buymeacoffee.com/confirmed. Bye.
You're listening to Confirm.
This podcast was produced by B. Haywood for Confirm Podcast Network. Confirm.
This is the Big and Lazy Podcast.
Back again.
Back again. I'm Big. I got my co-host and homie.
Your boy Lazy Fool, man.
Big and we got another special guest, man. But tell them people who you is, man. Introduce yourself, man.
It's your man Don Dada, the big pop of the show, stopper, the heavyweight champ, 502's finest. You know I'm a Kentucky boy.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. I like your intro.
Yes, sir. That was one of the most encouraging.
Yeah, it was. Yes, plus, sir. He got the buffs on. You the first guest with the buffs to come to grace the...
Yes, sir.
Did Damo have some buffs?
I don't know. How you doing, my brother?
Shit, I'm chilling right now. What's up with y'all? What's up with y'all?
Man, you just doing what we do, man. Just, you know, happy to have somebody on of your caliber. It's kind of different for us.
Real talk.
You. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. So, give us a briefing on, like, what you do, man, and what, you know, how you get, you know what I'm saying, how you living.
Shit, right now, like I said, I'm a credit repair specialist. CPN guy, CPN BNTN, party promoter in the city. I throw out that I was in the city real tough. About to bring some artists to the city right now. Okay. I'm really focused on my credit repair right now. I'm trying to get everybody some money. Hey, let's lose other people's money. They don't want to use our money no
OPM.
More. We'll use other people's money. But that's really what I've been focusing on right now. Plus, I'm a rapper, CEO Don. I go by Don Grip. That's my rap name. Okay. Listen to me. Hear me out.
Where can they find you? Like. When you play music every
day. Everywhere. YouTube, Apple Music. I'm gonna hear word Don Grip, DONGRIP.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Which one you like doing the most? If you can like pick a lane. I know, you know, you need different income, you know, different lanes to, you know what I'm saying, get your bread. But it's like, what do you find more joy in? You know what I mean?
I find more joy in rapping. But I know rapping ain't for everybody. I'm good. Don't get me wrong. I believe in my craft. I believe in my progression, where I started to where I am. And rapping's just fun. But I know everybody ain't no rapper.
Definitely.
I might not be a rapper, but...
That's how I look at it too, bro. Because I rap, but it's like, I've been doing more writing since we started the pod. Because I just really don't have time to go to the studio. But I find pleasure in just doing it. It's not really for the money or for the bread. It's actually fun, like you said, to have a talent and using it. You know what I'm saying? Because sometimes I just ride to myself. I'm like, you know,
real talk.
I don't know who the fuck heard it. Nobody probably heard this shit.
I got more unreleased than I do released.
Facts.
And I listen to everything.
Real talk. So that flash drive is heavy, Ben?
Heavy.
It's heavy?
It's heavy compared to what I dropped, to what I got hidden. Heavy.
Okay.
But I feel like everybody's lane. Like, there's so many ways to get money. Like, we need to start exploring more avenues on how to get money, not just rapping, scamming, and
basketball. Trapping. Yeah.
We got way more money to just get money.
And we got way more potential.
Real talk.
Information, too. It's the age of information.
As skin folk, we got way more potential than what we show. You know what I'm saying? I tell the young niggas all the time, like, man, your intellect is everything, little bro. Like, everything you talking about, you know what I'm saying? It might sound silly to the average person. I'm like, man, you intelligent, though. You just trying to really find your niche and your lane to, you know what I'm saying, you know, get ahead in life. And that's what we need to do more, you know, as skin folk, man. We need to encourage them to use more than your basketball skills, you know what I mean? Your rapping skills, man. It's some real money out here, man.
It's real money. There's so many ways to make money. It's ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
You can get up and make money and do it 1,000 different ways. They promote us what they want us to do because they know they can lock us up for doing those exact things.
Right.
They don't want you to go get a little vending machine business and make $3,000 a month just doing that.
Right.
They don't want you to do little things like that.
They want you in their factory.
Yeah.
So what's a good... I ain't gonna say side hustle. Like, what's a good passive income would you suggest? You know, if I'm looking to get into an you know, investment, like, what would you?
I'll tell you one of the easiest businesses to create: credit repair.
Yeah.
Once you learn how to do it, you can do it from everybody. It's what, 200 something million people in America. 95% of them got bad credit.
Right.
If I'm charging a person $500 and I do 10 people a day, like, do the math. Like,
yeah, real talk, like, credit. Yeah.
How'd you get into that?
Actually, how I got into it was I was trying to go get a car. They denied me. They ran my credit like 80 times. I had like 80 inquiries on my credit trying to trying to get this car.
And that's fucked up too, that they do that.
They'll
fuck you up, people.
Yeah.
Running your credit.
Facts. But when I ran it, it killed me. Then I was trying to get a credit card, and then the credit card people wouldn't try to give me no credit card. So I'm like, damn, I need to start learning a little more about credit. Like, why can't I get nothing? Like, these people, I know people who live a life strictly off credit. Like, they borrow money. The whole American system is built off borrow money. Like, who the fuck we owe $22 trillion to? Thanos, nigga? Like,
especially when we print our own.
Exactly.
I never understood that.
Fractional reserve banking, that's what you gotta learn.
So why you think they don't teach that shit in school, man? Like,
why would they? They make more money off us being poor and uneducated than they do being educated.
Facts.
Real talk, keep you sleep.
Yeah.
So credit repair, like, you offer credit repair and you say you charge $500?
$500.
Yeah.
And like, what's the turnaround? Like, what are they getting?
You're not going to see no results for the first 30 days. Mm-hmm. 30 days after is when you start seeing results. So late payments, collections, anything making your credit negative, so having a low score, I'm not going to guarantee you, because it's illegal to guarantee anyone in credit repair.
Right. Yeah.
But I'm going to reinsure you that I'm going to get you in the 700 between 30 and 180 days.
Man, that's a deal, though. I mean, cause like you said, everything runs off credit. So that 500 you're spending is really to boss your life up.
Really?
You know what I'm
saying? Life changer.
I'm 32, and I'm just now, like, seeing how important it is. Like, I used to live off the land so much that it's like, damn.
It costs you more money to have bad credit than it do to have good credit.
It definitely do.
Like, if I go get a car off the lot right now, my interest rate is 15%.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I'm spending an extra $8,000 on this $10,000 car.
Shit's a fucking hoax.
Real talk.
Car, house loans, like, a lot of that. Real talk. Interest will kill you.
Real talk.
And I'm thankful, like, I see, like, not no shot to nobody, but people are, like, just now learning about credit. Like, my granny, at 18, like, I wanted to get a laptop.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, you got the money to get the laptop, but you got good, you know, your credit is decent. She said, remember H&H Greg?
Yeah.
She said, apply for H&H credit card. Instead of giving them, it was like $500, he said, just make a payment, make three payments, $150, you know, pay it off in three payments. It'll boost your credit. And it's been up since then, no lie, like.
I never did. You want to know how I fucked up my credit? I think how a lot of people fuck up their credit in the beginning.
College? Uh-huh.
Definitely college.
Mm-hmm.
But the more simpler terms, man, everybody couldn't wait to get out and go get them a phone. Once you get a certain age, you get your little job, you ain't got whatever phone mama gave you on her plan, it's a wrap.
But that's the thing, though. That's the easiest stuff to get off. Like,
facts.
Those are the smallest things. You got to think. There's, like, Donald Trump, if y'all do your research. This man owes Nevada, the state of Nevada, what, like $22 million? Like, not even, I think it's more than that. Like, he owed them probably upwards to $1 billion of a failed casino. Is he ever gonna pay that money back? No,
probably not.
He's never gonna pay it back. So if I go run up, like, say I'm an 18 year old kid, I'm fresh out of high school, they'll give me a loan for $200,000 to go to college, but they won't give me a loan of $200,000 to start a business.
It's crazy.
Yeah,
that's a red. And that's the one thing. Like, I learned about credit so early, and I'm going. I never went off to college. I went to, like, community college, and I'm like, if I got to go into debt for it, I'm not doing it.
Facts.
So I'm looking at the numbers. I got to pay $10,000 back, $15,000 in interest. I'm like, nah, I'm a pass on it.
Facts.
Thank God that I did.
Some people, I ain't gonna just keep bashing college. We need doctors. We need those.
Like, my mama always say, like, my mama's 54. Uh-huh. And I feel like she's been in school my whole life. She's getting her doctorate right now. She's the head therapist at the VA hospital.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? She's going for a doctorate right now. Through Kentucky online.
Really?
Yeah, you okay online.
But I also know people with doctorates that work at Starbucks.
Right. You know what I'm saying? But my mama always said, you go in debt for something that can get you out. You know what I'm saying?
Like,
if I need my mama right now, mama, I need a band. I need two bands. Just, you know what I'm saying? She got that shit on deck. You know what I'm saying? But I honestly can say I seen her go from just a college student and graduating and working in her field, nursing homes, the L&M building, shit like that, to actually going back and keep pursuing it, and then keep leveling up in her job to where she's making a couple hundred thousand dollars a year. Facts. You know what I'm saying now? You know what I'm saying? So it's like, you go to school for something that can get you out. I think we always want to have fun.
Yes.
So we want
to
do something.
Don't go into debt to shake ass at parties.
No.
A lot of people do.
They do.
I'm telling you, they get in debt for whores.
Yes, they
That's
do.
That's crazy.
For whores. That's literally what it be.
And then, the same niggas be like, money over bitches. Like, nah, bro, your whole concept was to get bitches.
Facts.
It wasn't to, because honestly, like, my nigga, remember I said I went to Miami? My nigga in Miami. My nigga name is DeWine Love. He was one of the first niggas I knew that had a clothing line. He had Supply Clothing Line. This is way back in the day. He was the first one that went to school for. He went to school for shooting videos.
Really?
You know what I'm saying? Now he lives in Atlanta, and he just has done so much. You know what I'm saying? I applaud him for, like, finding his lane. Mm-hmm. Because no matter what, he didn't let women control that. He's one of them guys that you'd be like, man, where you at, man? Where the bitches at? Man, I'm locked in on this new design.
Facts.
I'm locked in on this. Like, he finally found a woman that was exactly how... A dream woman that got a career. Like, my nigga can fall off and... She's right there. It's no problem. I got you. No problem.
I feel that. But me, what I preach independence for black males.
Yeah.
We need to get off our ass and go get
it. We do.
Like, you feel me? We want to be 30 deep around 30 niggas all day. We want to be surrounding ourselves with bitches instead of sitting there and locking yourself in and really focusing on your goal and really accomplishing your goal. Because that's what I did. Like, I went to college. I did the whores. I was around all that. It didn't benefit me until I locked in with myself.
Right.
When I locked in with myself, I turned up. If, like, right now, like, I work a job simply because I got so much free time because I make money doing something else. Right. I want to occupy my free time with making more money compared to just sitting there doing nothing.
Right.
Idle time is the devil's playground.
It is, man.
It is. That's what I'm trying to teach my son, man, because it's like, the kids today, like, they one-track minded.
Facts.
Mm-hmm. Like, you know what I'm saying? I hate that for certain kids because, like, that shit can have you so behind. Like, I do music too, you know what I'm saying? Like I said, I didn't know you can actually really go to the studio until like 12th grade. I'm like, y'all, where y'all going to the studio? I'm like, for real? Y'all really you go and rap? I'm like, they're like, yeah, like you write all that music, go rap.
Yeah,
I'm like, damn, I didn't know. But at the same time, that's why I said, if I got anybody to look up to, it's going to be a nigga like my nigga. Like, I've literally seen him brush hoes off. Like, man, I'm good. Like, you feel me? I'm really locked in. I'm trying to move to Atlanta. I'm really trying to, you know what I'm saying? And he did everything he said he was going to do.
Facts.
And I used to wonder, like, bro, why you put the clothes down? Why you put the videos down? And all that. He was like, man, I did that. Like, I did that lane. I ran it up. Then it's like, everybody else coming doing clothes. Mm-hmm. So then I'm going to shoot videos because my nigga rap. Because I went to Full Sail for music production, but I only did it for the laptop. But he used to tell me all the time, that's dumb, bro. Like, just go and finish, bro. Then you got that under your belt and you move on. Like, you feel me? Like, that's one thing I regret, though.
You did what?
Is not going to college. I went to Full Sail University.
Where that at?
It's online, but it's like in Florida.
Oh, really?
So, like, I went through like the first 5 months, got the laptop, got the beat machine, got all that, and I was like,
oh, okay.
I'm taking shit to the studio.
My thing is, like, I'm just going to keep saying it. If we learn credit from 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, by the time we're 25, we could have $200,000, $100,000, $50,000 to invest into something. Now, that's different. Like, your man's, if he had $200,000 when he first started, he'd probably be way farther than where he is now because he had the money to invest into his craft. You feel what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And that's what I just want to preach to everybody. Like, they giving money out. Like, a bank is a lending institution.
Yeah.
They don't make no money unless they lend money. And all you got to do is know the steps that it take for them to give you that money.
And I really want to learn that too myself because I want to teach that to my kids. Yeah. Because what if we had people just sitting us down and talking to us about that shit at 16?
Yeah.
Like,
See, that's what I want to do. That's really what I want to be an advocate for. Like, have you ever seen like a new rapper come out and then he go to a high school and throw money or something at the pep rally and shit like that? Like, I want to bring that type of atmosphere. But before I do that, I want to talk to these kids about credit. Like, You feel what I'm saying? Like, mm-hmm. it's a lot of people that's locked up right now that they living off 30 cents an hour working and shit like yeah. that. You could be using your credit and while you locked up to be benefiting you your family know something, and shit. Bro?
This is going to fuck you up. My big brother, he got like an 850. I mean, he probably got like a 750, 800 right now, and he been in the feds 10 years.
Yeah.
He tell me all the time, like,
he got good credit in the feds?
Man, my brother, yeah. he's one of them niggas too. He's not gonna let hoes or money, even the money. Mm-hmm. Like he's only in, like I tell people all the time, this might sound crazy, but he's only in the feds because he's super smart. Mm-hmm. Like he's only like got into this life because he's super smart. Mm-hmm. He went to work. You know what I mean? But our dad, like he had us working as kids.
Facts.
My daddy had a paper route. He did 7 days a week, but we had to go. Every Sunday morning, we had to go and do newspapers. Facts. No matter what. Can we go skating? Yes. But 3 a.m, your ass is up. And he did the most papers in the place.
Really?
You know what I mean? Doska Manor. Uh-huh. You know, all the big apartments and all that. You got to work. You feel me? So even my little brother done been down. In, you know what I'm saying? He went and did like 3 years in California. You know what I'm saying? But they were super smart. They just knew there's a piece of the pie out here, mm-hmm. and I want a piece of it. Both of them niggas got great credit. My little brother right now, he can go to a lot right now and go get any car he wants. But he don't, and he got the money too. But he's like, bro, it's just, you know, I'm smarter.
I paid my car off. My credit's been going down. I paid my car off like 5 years ago. My credit's been just going.
It's all about knowing the data points.
Yeah.
How, okay. If
break it down to
if I come to you, I'm gonna be like, it's boom. I ask you for $5. You may lend me $5, even though you don't know me. You may lend me $5.
Right.
If I come back on Friday with your $5, but I do that for a month straight.
Right.
So every time you give me $5 on Friday, you're getting that $5 back.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So now I ask you for $200. Well, shit, he been bringing me back his $500 for the last month. Yeah. I lend him $200.
Right.
Just because. But if I pull up on y'all right now and I be like, bro, let me hold $500, man.
Yeah.
Let me, I need that. Like, I really need that, bro. Right. You're not going to give me $500 because you don't know me from a can of paint.
It's the trust.
It's the trust. So you look at the same system. Same thing with a plug. I know a lot of trap niggas. The plug got to trust you to front you his bow. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You still owe this man back $1,500. That's the same thing credit is. If you take out $1,500, you owe it back, but you're going to use that $1,500 to make you more money. That's what you do with the bow. You took that bow, you broke it down, you made $3,200 off the bow, you gave the $1,700 back to him, you made $1,100 profit.
Right.
That's the same thing you do with credit. I take his $5,000 from his from Chase, Bank of America, American Express. I take his $5,000, go buy me some t-shirts, put a design on there, pay for some influence to promote it, mm-hmm. and $5,000 made me $12,000 in profit, and I pay him back and I keep my $6,000 profit.
So tell me something. Why do you think, I know I asked you why you think they don't do it in school, mm-hmm. but why do you think that, like, our parents, like,
they don't know it.
They didn't know either. I feel like a lot of us didn't know.
Like, damn, like,
it was gate. It's gatekeeped on purpose.
Mm.
If okay, y'all know what redlining is, don't y'all?
Yeah, the redlining is if people don't know, it's a certain part of anywhere that there's a line. Like these people, they got good credit. They they can get any loan. They can get anything that they kind of want in their name. Mm-hmm. But once you hit that red line, once they hit like the West End, they see your address. You got to be in the. I heard this before. You got to be living in the West End. And own your house for a certain amount of time for them to not have you under the red line system.
Nah, okay.
Like you 30 years. Like if your grandmother and she's in the red line district, but at the same time, she's owned her house for a long time. You know what I mean? Shit like that. You know what I'm saying?
That same house on the other side of town may be worth $200,000, but because where she is, it's only worth $80,000.
Yeah.
That's
what
the red line did to us. Mm-hmm. You feel what I'm saying? So what we need to do is we need to start buying properties outside of those red lines.
Yeah.
We need to start investing money into residual income that we make money on while we sleep.
Yeah.
That's stuff that we need to do. Like, even if like we have more black owners to own McDonald's, there's a McDonald's on every corner. If you make it $3,000 at your job working 40 hours a week, you might as well put that energy in owning the business.
Right.
And everybody can do it because America runs off debt. Everything in America, you can't start any business that you can think of right now without going in debt. Everything, you have to be in debt to make money in America.
Right.
Facts.
America is in the debt. Like, what, we $200 trillion in debt or something like that?
Yeah.
Like $22 trillion.
China owns us.
I ain't going to lie, though. I don't understand none of this shit. Not the creditor, but the Owen. Like, come on, man. We the biggest bullies. We the, you know what I'm saying? We giving out billions of dollars to Ukraine. We outsource a lot of our money.
We create, okay, fractional reserve lending. Meaning is, okay, I take $500 and I put it in the bank in my savings account, right? Mm-hmm. Now, they take that $500, and on paper, they make $1,000 in their bank. So for my $500, they got $1,000, and they lend that $1,000 out to somebody. Mm-hmm. Now, I have $1,000 that I'm paying interest on, but it was really only $500 to begin with.
Right.
But now I'm paying interest on this $1,000 loan that I took out from the bank, and mm-hmm. that's how the bank makes money. It's fractional reserve lending. At the end of the day, if all the banks shut down, all the money that's lent out stops, and the government keeps it all.
Did y'all hear about the because I'm a barber, bro. I'm a mm-hmm. barber. I cut hair. I do this. I was coaching, you know what I'm saying, rapping, but I drew a blank.
But I'm gonna ask you this. This is unrelated. While my homie's getting his thoughts, sit down, Molly. He's the Molly man on the low. We don't do drugs on the Big and Lazy podcast. What I about to say? Diamonds. Would you say diamonds between like the moissanite and the lab grown diamonds? Would you say it's a good investment? I think. This is the Big and Lazy Podcast. I'm Big. I'm B Fines. And we're excited to announce our collaboration with Fleur. Together, we are offering a brand new course specifically designed for musicians and artists just like you. This course is packed with viable insight, practical tips to help you grow and succeed in your creative endeavors. And if you use, I'm not going to lie to you, if you use our link to purchase this program, we get a little kickback. So I need you to go check, and the link's going to be in the description. In the comments, go check that out. Fleur, Big and Lazy, together, putting Louisville on the map.
Being a rapper,
mm-hmm.
or NFL player, anything, mm-hmm. you're being a character. You want someone to look at you like, even with credit repair.
Yeah.
You want someone to be like, oh my God, how did he get that chain?
Right.
How did he do it? Okay, damn, what I got to do to get that
cop? He pulled up in something clean. Yeah, how you get
what
that?
What I got to do to that? Mm-hmm. So, yes, it's a good investment, but spending $200,000 on a chain around your neck is the stupidest shit. I would never do it.
T-Pain said the same thing. He said most of the rappers and entertainers shit be fake, and he's like, sometimes the fake shit look better. He said, but why would you spend that on a chain and you not knowing where your career is going to go.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
But it's the look because...
Yeah. That'd be the part.
The world we live in, attention is the best currency right now. Everything goes right off the kitchen.
You're right. I know a nigga right now, he got a nice car, jewelry, all types of shit. And this nigga live in a shack.
Yeah. Like dead yoke.
Like it's really
dead
like
broke
image. Like,
yeah.
I've had a nigga come to me and be like, bro, let me get a cut till... You know what I'm saying? And it's plenty of people that need a cut till. Mm-hmm. But I'm like, my nigga, you got a stupid ass car.
Yeah.
Stupid ass chain. Stupid ass.
You got a Hellcat, but live at your granny's house.
You feel what I'm saying? Like, no. And I don't agree with that. Like, niggas can say it's hating and all that. I just don't agree with, even when it's tax time. It's tax time right now. I don't agree with going out and getting even more bills.
Facts.
You know what I'm saying? Like, why would you go and... If you can't afford a car, you need to get a cash car because you get your taxes.
We the only race on the earth that is in competition with each other.
Yeah.
Man, you right about that, boy. It'd be the own people, man.
They do. Mexicans can live in a 3-bedroom house with 20 Mexicans.
Facts.
Everybody in there
got 100,000.
7 years, they didn't do that for 7 years, and they all put up 100 bands.
I'm going to get the house next door. Paco going to get the house next door.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But you know what? You want to know what it is? I seen an old video. It's probably from the 60s, 50s, 60s. You know what I'm saying? Probably older than that. They was like, but as the black man, we find pleasure in status.
Facts.
Not real gain in status, but we find pleasure in status. When we could... Remember I said that before? Like, one of the things I hate about black history is we tried to be with them.
Mm-hmm.
And integrate.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
When we had our own shit. We got our own diner. We got our own cleaners. We got our own shit, you feel me? But at the same time, we want to be so in that even going to buy a hat that you see that's on, that's an expensive hat. Even back then, just an expensive hat and a tux that the white man made.
Just like Gucci. That is just, I would never buy, I feel like Gucci is one of the ugliest brands ever.
Balenciaga?
Just ugly. People literally buy it, not for the look.
For the name.
Yeah. Status. But that's why I don't give about the stay ahead. Shout out to Mel Vonte.
Yeah.
He said people didn't want to fuck with his clothes. He said Jordan's a drop. And a female come by, her whole family, the fits to match the Jordans just came out, but the baby, they be like, hell no, I'm posting pictures, niggas gay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you be the same one that Balenciaga, Louis Vuitton, even Rock Revival.
They did.
All of that's gay men.
They did. Especially Rock Revival.
Come on, man.
True Religion, gay.
You got the wrong, every big time, anything that's over a band, they gay.
They did a social experiment. It was out in California. It was Payless shoes, but they did a fake store. And like, it was like a, you know, a little French name, like Blase Boutique or whatever. And they taking Payless shoes and put $600, $700, $800 tags on it.
Yeah.
And they, this is so elegant. This is,
they find pleasure in status.
Yeah. Why do you pay $800 for this shoe? Because you look at the elegance, yada, yada, yada.
But that's the thing, though. We're still getting off topic. It's us being broke and wanting to spend our money on those things.
Like, yeah.
Not even real status. It's like the, oh, man.
Yeah.
$800.
It's shit, and I want to shit on the next nigga. What? Listen to how fucked up your mind got to be that I want to shit on the next nigga. You want to shit on somebody who's in the same exact position that you are in.
I was in.
That's
crazy.
Yeah.
Like, right, it's just that. The dumbest shit ever. Like,
it is.
That's what Waka Flocka said. I was standing on Shit Mountain. I got a new Phantom riding through the hood, but I'm on Shit Mountain. I'm trying to shit on.
Yeah.
Rapper niggas. Does that. We shit on poor people. You know what I mean?
I got a white guy right now who mentors me. His name's Rich. Got a white guy in there right now. I swear to God, he drives like a 2007 Toyota Corolla or some shit like that. He got a big house. House is huge. It's wonderful. But this man could be sitting next to you in McDonald's and you would know he's a multimillionaire.
Yeah.
We have no clue that this man owns 48 cars on Turo throughout four different states. Like,
that's how I want to be, man. I want to disappear. Really? I don't want to shit on y'all. Like, I don't want to shit on my people. You know what I'm saying?
I ain't with that either.
I'd be like Bumpy. I just read a whole little seen a whole little documentary about Bumpy Johnson. You know, Hoodlum is supposed to be about Bumpy Johnson. Yeah. But said that they fucked with him so much in the hood, though, because he came back and he wasn't shitting on nobody. Mm. Like, he was going to go sit at the diner. You know what I'm saying? Everybody eat. I'm in here. You know what I mean? Everybody eats on the block. I'm going to go back and just give out money. Just fuck turkeys. I'm giving out money. Here. Pay your rent.
They locked up and killed all of them.
Yeah.
Yep.
We got a generation of young men that was raised by fake niggas.
Yeah.
Our women, straight up.
Or angry black women.
Yeah.
Because angry. I always go back and say that, too, about, like, you know how they say a woman can't raise a man. That's 100% true. But you have some good women out here that's raising men on morals and respect. And you kind of get what you can't get from a man.
Facts.
That both sides from a woman. That's amazing.
I disagree just a small part because I'm a man's man. I'm a high value man.
Yeah.
Good credit, two cars, crib, the whole little 9 yards. I did all that. My mama taught me all of that.
Yeah.
She was,
that's what I mean. A good woman. Come on, man.
She showed me. Like, my mama was the type of mama. She was like, you gonna cry about it or you gonna fix it?
Yeah.
Like, I'm gonna help you a certain amount, but I'm gonna let you figure it out. Even if you fall and bump your motherfucking head, figure that shit out. You feel what I'm saying? Like, and that's, I feel like a lot of mamas ain't like that. Like, that's why our generation's so fucked up. They just letting motherfuckers live. Like, you ain't beating your kids' ass no more. Yeah. Like, the government's paying for everything, your rent, your food, your
even
electricity.
Even if they ain't, everything. You got young niggas that they, you know, Jordans every week, all this and that. Then when mama's gone, you know what I'm saying? Or you out the house and now you grown now. Facts. All right, cool. I'm going to go really get... I got to live this life. I got to live the life I've been living.
That's another thing. We kick our kids out at 18 year old. You're not a grown man at 18. Put it like that, period.
We do. You grown to you about 24, 25.
I got a white homie named Calvin. I met him. He went to Wagner.
Calvin who?
He drove... I don't know his last name. White dude. Hella tats. Stupid tats.
He graduated with you? Or was he younger?
I think he might have been younger, but
I might not know him.
But he got kicked out of Trinity. and came to Wagner because he used to fuck with pills and he was just fucked up a little bit. But I remember when I first met him, he was like, man, I wrecked my BMW and my mom and them got mad. I got kicked out of Trinity and all that. And I'm like, damn, that's fucked up. You know, that's, you know, you live out, you know, he living out St. Matthews and shit, though. Big ass house, you know, nice family. So one day he was like, you want to smoke? He said, after school, I'm like, hell yeah, let's go smoke. Went to his car. I'm like, damn, you got a BMW? He was like, yeah, mom, make sure I got another one. I was like, cool. You know, that's dope.
Yeah.
But at the same time, though, when he got his life together, he's just now, I'm 32, about to be 33. He's just now turning 30. So he is a couple years younger. Yeah. He's just now moving out. He ain't never had no apartment. You know what I'm saying? His family's house was so big that him and his wife made a family in the basement. Mm-hmm. Like, it's a kitchen in the basement, it's a restroom in the basement, it's access to outside, inside in the basement. But one thing we always do, you know what our mamas, you know, our mama used to say, you go, you know, you gotta
be grown, get out.
You gotta go.
Facts.
But you're not grown. You don't know nothing. That's why I said what I say as soon as I move out the house, what I do, first thing I do.
What's that?
I went about phones.
Yeah.
Went straight to T-Mobile. We say 800, cool. Yeah. You know,
see,
just fuck
see,
it.
My situation was like that, but it wasn't because of my mama. It was because of me.
Yeah.
Because I wanted to be independent on my own. Yeah. But now looking back, like, because my little sister, she's 23. She still lives with my mama. Little sister got a brand new car.
Yeah.
Nice savings account. Like, she got it all together and she's still living in my mama's house. Mm-hmm. We not calling my little sister no bum ass bitch.
No.
You feel me? She's putting her paper up. You feel what I'm saying? Then when she get it all the way together, then she could move out instead of getting an apartment and paying to live somewhere and you not getting anything out of it. She's gonna go get her first home and start building equity into that home instead of paying rent to someone else. Mm-hmm. You're building someone else's pockets instead of building your own.
Definitely. But we wanna be grown, though. That's the key.
Yeah.
I always try to tell the young niggas, man, like, from between 12 and 16, you gotta enjoy that shit.
Real talk.
Yeah, man. We don't wanna grow up too fast. Cause we grow quick.
And I used to get so mad at my mama, like, I'm on my ears pierced. Nah, ain't gonna be nothing to do when you get old. I want a tattoo. Nah, you know. I'm like, damn, she won't let me do nothing.
Yeah.
You feel me? Even down to, like, females. Like, I talk to a whole bunch of females, but if I be like, man, I'm about to go and do this, like, babe.
My mama told on you?
You said she ever told on me?
Yeah.
Not intentionally.
Okay.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Hey, is this the girl that went to
My mama definitely didn't call the wrong name. And it's not her mama.
Yeah.
It's not her.
Yeah.
God damn it.
So do you got kids?
No, I ain't got no kids.
Oh, man. You CPM, Ben.
Yeah, no kids.
You winning, though, bro.
No kids, no felonies.
You winning, bro. That's amazing, bro. Cause
so how many OnlyFans are you described to?
Six.
Really?
Oh, man.
That's what, local?
Two's local.
How many are you?
Shit. It was one girl. She was local. She quit doing it. I called her phone. I'm like, damn, what happened?
I just been trying to fuck her for years. Like, I've been trying to fuck her for years. Yeah. So
I ain't never subscribed, though. I need, if I'm going to subscribe to an OnlyFans, I'm going to need to be a female you wouldn't think I had an OnlyFans. Calla Pratt. You know what I mean? Just to keep it real.
Yeah,
like, I was this close to subscribing to Nessa's.
Who?
Vanessa off
she Barney.
I'm Barney. Yeah. I was like, what?
So she really had OnlyFans?
Yes.
Oh, real talk.
I didn't know it. Oh,
but,
wow.
But I'm like this. I'm going to keep it sleaze. You feel me? If I can bust a nut to your Instagram, I'm not subscribing to your... Because all I need is a clip of some ass.
Yeah.
Watch a three-second clip over and over of some ass.
A fire boomerang.
It's going to happen.
You know what I'm saying? I'm telling you, dog. I need a female that... And I ain't gonna be ashamed of, but it gotta be Sanaa Lathan. Somebody you wouldn't think I'd have one.
Type shit.
You know I want some old stuff. I wanna see a chick that I know I can go for. You know what I mean? That I can go if I take a stab at her, you know, whoop. And that's exactly what happened. But I called her up like, hey, what happened? You know, I wrote on the you quit? She said, yeah, I hung it up. I found me a good
you quit.
She
said he called her.
No, it was best little eight, and it was like $8.99, $9.99. She was on her doing that. She was cutting the fuck. It wasn't no
just she was little, cutting the fuck up.
Yeah, she was shooting some X-rated porns. All right, girl, Erling. It was lit.
Huh? Diamond, maybe. You had me interested in Diamonds.
Who?
Diamond stripper.
Oh.
I'm on Tiny's.
She got OnlyFans?
I thought you told me she did.
I'm not subscribed to it.
Okay.
I think that's a little too rich. So I think,
you said somebody, though.
The high caliber females like at OnlyFans be bull.
Yeah, I need
it's just the name.
Yeah, I need
to get on there. And but like, I can't say the name, but you know, like,
Yeah, I know you're talking about.
You know, the one that was all on Twitter and yeah. she's from her, but she don't live here no more.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you've put so much on the internet, I would never buy your OnlyFans. I can go to a 2014 post of you painting your booty on.
Can I ask a question?
Yeah.
Yeah. Can you be in a relationship if she already had the OnlyFans? Like, you
yeah, seen I'm what a she firm was on? Believer in, like, when we said about the stripper shit before.
Yeah.
I'm a firm believer in hustle. Yeah. Facts. Like, you know what I'm saying? And I'm especially not insecure, especially money, if I know we locked in like that. And I'm one of them guys, if my woman was a stripper, I'm a go. Everybody ain't got to know we together, and type you feel shit. Me? Like, even if they know we together, like, her man's in here, but he on the other side of the club type shit.
Mm-hmm.
My thing is, it got to be worth it. If you got an OnlyFans, you got to be clocking in that dust. Everybody can't see my shit for, you got one or two subscribers.
Type shit.
You know what I'm saying? You
got to be able to pay.
Now, I'm talking about, she's making $3,000 a month, but a nigga in there spitting in her mouth and shit, beating her down.
I'm not talking about you.
I can't do more stuff. The content was already made before you hit shot your shot.
But that's the fucking thing about it.
It's hard.
Old girl said she stopped, but she's, you know, shit still. So I don't know. He's a good guy. So I see it, but I don't think I could do it. It could be some girl.
I'm married.
Okay.
But
no.
I ain't gonna lie. I love hoes. Not now, but you know, I feel like we love hoes. We love good women, but we love hoes. It's not too much conversation with a woman like that.
For hoes be the coolest people on earth, bro. Facts. They like counselors that you can talk to them. You know what I mean? You can just
facts,
man.
You own that.
I'm telling you, bro.
That's fact.
I'd have been
in a situation where Shorty was like, "Why her?" Like, man, she was the nicest person, one of the nicest people.
I know females who will literally suck dick and clean my house and go home and won't complain about anything. Yeah. Don't ask me to buy them nothing or anything.
Like, see, that's the turnoff with me with this generation. My thing is, a woman that don't ask for nothing, I really fuck with you, you're going to get everything naturally.
A real nigga's going to support you.
Facts. And that's my second question. How do you feel about paying for it?
Paying for the pussy?
Yeah. Because I feel like even if you not, I'm going to pay for it. You're going to pay for it in a certain way.
Exactly. I pay for the date. I pay for that bottle at 3,
I mean, even earlier in the day, think about how your day start. Your day is, time is paying.
Facts.
I'm going to get up. I know I'm going to see Shorty today.
I got to get a shape up.
So I'm going to get clean. Facts. I know I got all these clothes, but I want to get clean. Facts. I'm going to go to Dillard's and get some, you know, Von Mar.
$150
Just to not get none.
The weed's another $34
Just to be a gentleman. Like, I like her. I ain't even going to push the, you know what I'm saying?
We had a hell of a time.
You know what I mean? You can get whatever you want.
Yeah.
She ordered 6 appetizers.
My thing is, you pay for them to go.
Facts.
Like, I paid you, like, you know what I'm saying? If you want to come up to me and be like, if I come up to you and shoot my shot and be like, you feel me, I really thank you, you beautiful, I'd like to get to know you, and the first thing you'd be like is, well, I need some paper.
I ain't buying no local pussy.
No, I don't even go to local strip clubs.
Yeah,
I went to the dollhouse once.
I was a $40 king for a while. I'm not even going to lie to you. I was a $40 king. It's years ago. It's about 7, 8 years ago.
She got to be a low pro.
What you mean?
For me to really like in the city.
Uh-huh.
They so ran through. Like, you can, man, I'll be at the barbershop. I got my own barbershop. So I'll be in that motherfucker, and it might be a name that somebody say, and thank God this nigga over here wasn't in love with her. Like,
oh,
man.
Nah, yeah, fact
too. Like, you know what I'm saying? Then there might be a nigga in the church.
Yeah.
Beginning to shave. He can't move. Soon as everybody stopped, like, yeah, I know so-and-so too.
Yeah, damn.
You feel me? But
nigga start showing, oh, it's your girl. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
No.
Oh.
All right.
But see, what's it called when you think something's yours? Cuffing. Fake cuffing is at an all-time high.
Facts.
Just because you fuck with somebody every day, it don't mean that they yours. Like,
facts.
I tell people all the time, I'm married. Married is locked down.
Facts.
If I'm not married,
ain't
no telling what I'm going to do. Facts. Because it's that thought, like, now, when my wife got my last name, bro, I don't want
to.
I haven't fucked off since I've been married. And I've been married, this year it'll be 8 years I've been married.
Congratulations.
I ain't fucked off. But that's because the level of respect, you feel me? She did everything to be a wife, first of all.
Facts.
Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? But at the same time, like, that's what I be telling, like, some females be like, hey, you know, you married? Is it boring? Like, hell no, we have a great time. Like, we ain't get into 6 a.m. on her birthday. You feel me? Like, we have a great time, but you can't be just putting babies in people because they just start situationships.
Facts.
I'm going to fuck with you because I got a baby with you. Going to get an apartment and shit.
But niggas do it on purpose.
And I don't like you. Just to lock her down. You
just
feel
lock
me?
Her down.
And then
niggas definitely trap females.
Real talk.
And then to still be on the same shit And you know what I mean? Like, I only know one nigga that wifed a chick that nobody would have wifed. You feel me? And he has the happiest life because he fucks with her.
Yeah.
He likes her. Is she ugly or something? No, she's a get around.
Okay.
She's one of them that, you feel me? But she probably don't even have a Facebook no more because she's happy.
So
he's happy.
Let me ask y'all this. Like, let me give y'all a hypothetical. Well, I'm going to say me. So I come in here today. I'm like, yeah, man, I found the girl of my dreams. And we've been kicking it for, you know, a couple months. And I show y'all, and one of y'all is just, you got fond memories of her. You know what I mean? Yeah, tell them? Do you tell your man?
I'll tell you right then and there. Brody.
Yeah.
That head is crazy.
I wouldn't do it because if it wasn't my nigga, like I said, if I'm at the barbershop and it's like, damn, I ain't gonna lie, bro. Like, I be fucking with her too. But if my nigga just confess his love.
Nah, you gotta let that die.
We gotta put you in the group chat. If don't none of these niggas know you, it's all good. If one of these niggas know you, it's nasty.
It's bad.
So my circle ain't that big. So this is a real thing. So you got a group chat of your friends,
that's
right?
That's smart though.
Yeah, okay. I gotta drop you because my friends, I can't knock my friends. We get whores.
Yeah.
From top to bottom, ugly, skinny, tall, fat, short, small. We all get whores in our own beneficial right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So if one of these niggas touch you, I don't want you. Because ain't none of them shit whatsoever.
I'm like that too.
Ain't none of them shit. Like
that's why I married who I married, because I've been knowing her since we was kids. And I know, you know, in elementary school, who's the freaks already? Facts. They let you kiss them, touch their booty. And I'm just being for real.
You right about that.
By middle school, they being fingered. By eighth grade, they fuck.
Finger suck dick like a motherfucker right now.
Facts. And the ugly ones, and the nerd ones are the biggest freaks and the finest ones now. The ones everybody slept on and shit like that.
It's a couple of, this is one girl I tried to shoot at. I used to rat her out because she had like a brown fur coat. It wasn't like fur, it was like a, I don't know, it was the ugliest fucking, like a carpet texture. I said she killed Scooby-Doo, like it was brown and black. I said, you just killed Scooby-Doo and skinned him. Like, and I caught on one of them little, you know, something. And she said, yeah, I remember you, and you used to joke on my coat. I said, God damn, it's 15 years later. Yeah. So then she didn't glow it up all the way, and I tried to shoot my little shot, and she shot me down because of that. Nah, you used to joke on my coat. I used to hate coming to school because of you. I'm like, damn.
The ugliest bitch in my school make like $200,000 a year right now as a lawyer.
You feel me?
Really? She's cold. I'm talking about cold.
Damn, she glowed up like she had surgery or something?
Nah. Yeah. You only ugly because you're broke. Anybody can be cute when you get some money. Real talk.
Damn.
That's all it is. What's her name? JT? The city girl? Yeah. She was dog weak in them.
SZA was weak.
Dog weak. Yes. Got some money.
Them Kardashians looked like totally different people. I seen the pictures of them. They was younger. I'm like, God damn, I can't be the same person.
Yes.
Dog weak.
I know a nigga right now. This is one of the ugliest niggas I know, and he keep whores. You know what I'm saying? He got that money. That's money talk. You feel me? But what you think about the sports betting and shit? Like, I don't mean to switch it that quick, but I lost today. I lose every day.
Man, if you bet under $100, that's fine. Yeah. It's way more shit you can be investing your money in.
Facts.
You feel me?
I needed to hear that because I suck.
Because that's what I tell everybody, bro. Make if I lose some money, I want to lose some money on making an investment that was going to make me $100,000, not
$1,000. Yeah.
You feel what I'm saying? That's when I want to lose money, because I'm one of the stingiest niggas ever. Like, I'm telling you, like, my mama got to pry money out of me, and I'm going to get my mama money first before anybody.
Right.
You feel me? So I feel like, yeah, LeBron may get 5 blocks, but then you put the money on the nigga, he get 2. Like, come on.
You feel what I'm saying?
He get hurt the first minute of the game.
You feel me? Come on, Anthony Edwards go have a baby and shit.
I'm going to add you to this group. The dude just hit. He's a local guy, bro, and he be tearing their ass. Like, he just hit him for $140,000.
This shit, man. Like,
huh?
And you be hitting, man.
I almost
came in.
He was outside in the bushes,
man.
I would have gave it up, man.
You hit every week.
I do, don't I?
I've been doing this shit since crossing the bridge.
Yeah,
and I ain't won.
That's what I told my nigga. I'm like, at least hitting them at least once, maybe twice a week, it's time to hang it up.
Facts.
I got my wife into it now. And then my oldest son, he's coming in the house like, Dad, tonight is the night.
Yeah.
You need to bet on Steph Curry.
My little sister, she's been doing it for a couple of years. So she's 20. Well, she'd be 21 in August. So 4 years ago, she wasn't. Oh, man, the Mariners. She's baseball. I got a ticket, man. Here's $100. And she was doing all right, but
I mean, $100, you feel me? Yeah, $100.
I'm only 5 to 10 to 50, nigga.
Yeah.
5, 10, 15, 20. 50.
Yeah, I do about 20 on 5 legs, something like that. Nothing too crazy.
Like the Canelo fight.
Yeah.
When he just fought one of the twins. I forgot his name.
Charlo. Twin. Mm. He beat the dog.
He beat the fuck out of him. And I said on the...
He beat dog shit out of him.
I said on the... When I bet, I said somebody was going to get knocked down. Not knocked out. Knocked down in the sixth round.
I think you
remember
he caught that. Yeah.
In the sixth round.
Uh-huh.
He knocked him down in the seventh.
Yeah, in the seventh. Yep. But hold on. Before we go, subscribe to our YouTube, Big and Lazy on YouTube, Big and Lazy Podcast on Instagram, and everywhere you can find podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever, just Big and Lazy.
And guess what?
And if you're
in the Louisville area, surrounding Louisville, and you're trying to start a podcast, DM the Confirmed Podcast on IG. I know a lot of people have been seeing our pod, and they, you know, I got people coming up to me all the time. Yeah. Talking about starting a podcast, how much they want to start. If you're serious about your work and you're serious about your product, you're going to have to tap in, man. You got to tap in with the Confirmed Podcast, man.
And if you want to get your credit fixed, you holler at my man.
Yes, sir. CEO Don on all platforms, man. It's your man Don Dottie, a big pop of the showstopper.
Yes, talking sir. Shit. So what was we talking about? The sports betting?
Yep.
Yeah. Man, I was about to say something, but I forgot. But yeah, this dude from Kentucky, he's like a local group. He just hit for $140,000 off... He be cooking some mean 20 leg bottles.
I don't need to hear this, man. Because
I'm add you to the group.
I'm a $10. Tide. Daryl Tide. Shout out Daryl Tide. To hang your TV. You need your TV hung. Hit up Daryl Tide on Facebook. Daryl Tide posted something one day and was like, y'all niggas need to quit trying to win $100,000 off $10.
Facts.
I commented on, I would never.
Right.
Stop trying to win $100,000.
Never, motherfucker.
Nah, real tight.
Hey, but
$10 for $100,000 is crazy.
It is.
10 leg, and yeah. I got some legs that I'm only 10 legs, and I'm missing one. One game. That's you feel me? Like, that the fuck up my week. What's wrong with you, baby? I don't even fuck you. Fuck. Dad, can we have? Nah, we could have. We could have, nigga.
Yeah, when that parlay don't hit. So, like, who, what motivational words you got for like a young entrepreneur, a young teen that's, you know, coming out of high school and is looking for a career path or some type of financial advice, what would you say?
I say, I got three things to say about that. Mm-hmm. First thing I would tell them is fix your credit, learn about credit. Simple, easy is that, is because everything revolves around credit. Figure out credit. Two, find something you love. Find something nice that you can get up and do every single day. Like, find something that you think about as soon as you wake up before you pick your phone up. Yeah. Like, I got to figure out what that is. Whatever that is, that's what you put your 110% in. And then number three, fuck his horse.
Yeah.
That's it. No, fuck his horse.
Bro, I ain't gonna lie to you.
That's probably the biggest gym of the year, bro.
Fuck his horse. Every
the biggest gym of the year, bro.
And I say whores. I didn't say women. I'm saying whores.
Stomp down hoes. You know who you're talking about.
Whores. Like, yeah. First of the month, once a month, bleeding ass bitches. Whores. Yeah. Fuck.
Facts. But I'm going to tell you why, though. As a man, your focus is the most important thing. Like my nigga Gates said, you only find pleasure when you find your path, your facts, way, your meaning in life. And like you said, a bottom feeder is going to bring you down.
Real talk.
You know what I'm
fucking
saying?
With somebody that ain't got nothing will help. Well, they will help you lose everything. Fucking with somebody that ain't got nothing.
Fucking with somebody who don't got anything but expects you to have everything for them is the number one biggest problem.
Why do you think that is in this generation, though? That
the music. Period, point
it's
blank.
It's the music, bro.
It's the music.
Not social media.
Get that
media,
head, get it that bread.
And lead.
Yeah.
That is the music is why these females think that they do. And then they watch baddies all motherfucking day. They listen to these fucking podcasts of bitches that suck dick for a living.
Right.
Like, this is their daily
you
life.
To be a woman.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Like, literally. It's not hard. I could break down a whole relationship for you right now. 50-50 is guaranteed.
Yeah.
It's... There's no way around it. We don't live in the 1930s where a house is $7,000 no more. The average house is, what, $400,000?
Yeah.
Crazy.
The average person only makes $30,000 a year.
Yeah.
The average person only
teamwork
makes
$30,000. Teamwork makes the dream work.
You can't beat it.
You know what I'm saying? Like, my dad and my mom worked good jobs. It wasn't a one-way street, you feel me? But that is an amazing thing because how can I do... Like, when I had surgery last year, my wife... I ain't gonna lie, growing up, like in our 20s, she didn't work a lot because I worked every, you know what I'm saying, every job, everything, that's all I did was work. Mm. But when I got down and I had that surgery, I was amazed by this woman. Mm-hmm. You You feel me? Because I couldn't do nothing. I couldn't make no money. Couldn't cut no hair. Couldn't sell no weed. Mm-hmm. You feel me? I was really down. I had lung surgery.
Facts.
You know what I'm saying? And this woman's resilience, like, you know what I'm saying? And the way she took care of me financially. She's already a caregiver, you know, at the house with the boys and her husband. But to pay all the bills and not miss a beat. And
I'm cheating.
You know what I'm saying?
You got to be okay with me cheating. If I'm paying everything and the only thing you here to do is look good and fuck me, I'm cheating.
But see, that was my mentality when we was young because we was so young that I was comfortable with her being home and not paying for childcare and all that. But that was my mentality. Mm-hmm. Like, if I'm doing everything, I'm going to do what I want.
Facts.
You feel what I'm saying? But what's fucked up about this generation, because I just seen this on, you know, one of them pods, they was like, would you rather have a nigga, a broke nigga, I mean a rich nigga
cheating,
that cheat, or a broke nigga that can
love you the best.
Love you the best. And she said the broke the rich nigga that cheat.
Facts, every time. But that's, but you gotta understand, that is what we promote on media today, is what music is one of the biggest influential things in the world.
Since the beginning of time.
Exactly. But and the thing is, the people who control the music industry, they only push negativity.
Yeah.
They only push negativity. It's the only thing that they make money off of is negativity.
Since the day one, since Pac and Biggie, the East Coast, West Coast beef. But you said something about Betty, so I don't want to get distracted. I don't ever watch reality TV, so I'm chilling with a little chick. You know, you fake watch something. Throw something, you know what I mean? Fetch. She puts on the baddies.
Fake watch something.
I watched that shit for 15 minutes, and it did something. I said, it all makes sense now. It's my first time watching. I'm like, this is why these bitches acting.
Because they fighting. They're just like, throwing
what the fuck? Like, it's just crazy. I'm like, so do they win a competition? No, they just want to come on here and show their baddies. I'm like, what's a baddie, though? I ain't trying to be funny or nothing. Just explain it to me. Yeah, well, they turn up and drink and fight. I'm like, okay, it makes all the sense in the world.
Because this is what these bitches want
to
do.
Let's go back to...
That's the dumbest shit ever.
Not even that, because, like, my girl don't watch none of that shit. Mm-hmm. Like, not even because I don't like it, but it's like, she don't, like... When we was growing up, Flavor of Love, we know them people. You know what I'm saying? Just to see 30 women fight over Flav was comedy in itself. But when you get to them basketball wives... And the Real Housewives of Atlanta and all that. When these women are really, it's about survival. They getting with these dudes with money, and they creating a whole image off of like Portia.
Facts.
I fuck with Portia. Portia's one of the finest females I ever seen in my life.
Yeah.
She just got a divorce from the African nigga, the rich African nigga.
I seen that. But I don't really keep up with that.
But you want to know what? Like Steve Harvey said, he said, who didn't see this coming? It's only so many Bentleys you can buy somebody. It's only so many you can buy somebody. If they not into you, it's only so much shit that you can buy for them to...
They not.
Look at, what's her name, NeNe Leakes.
Yeah.
She was with an old nigga. You feel me?
So do you...
The whole time, he's paying for everything. She's living this life, but the whole time, she's not in love. Like, she wasn't in love till he died. And she was like, damn, he really fucked with me.
You don't miss something till it's gone.
So, and I feel a lot of people can see that before it comes.
Yeah.
You can tell when a person genuinely cares about you.
Yeah, some niggas don't care neither though.
Yeah.
You know, if they feel like they got a baddie that for the image, and nigga, my bitch is bad, nigga. She at the house right now, man, nigga. She don't do nothing.
That's what about you?
Man,
you feel what I'm saying? So your bitch is bad. Yeah, you at the crib. But
I can tell you got different morals.
Yeah.
Even if you got bread, you're not about to go out here and wife somebody that don't love you.
No, sis.
You feel what I'm saying? There's so many niggas out here that do so much. And that's how niggas with the money in the hood, in the streets, get fucked over. 90% of niggas that go to jail or die is over females.
Facts.
Oh, my mama.
You can have
a lot of niggas
house.
Tell because they want to get
out of jail. I'm not going to sit here and cap the niggas. I be real tender over my bitch. I'm talking about real.
You're supposed to.
Real tender over my bitches. You feel
you're
what I'm
supposed
saying?
To. I don't give a fuck what no niggas say.
Yeah.
If that's your woman, fact. And that's your woman, you're not if ready to disrespect me.
I'm going to get tender over.
You're not ready to disrespect me.
And in the same sentence of me saying that I be tender over, my problem is with you every single time.
Yes. It's not with no niggas.
Every single time it's with you.
No. Except. I've never walked up to a nigga. And I've been with my shorty in different shorties. I've never walked up to a nigga like, nigga, you whoop-de-whoop.
Nah, I have. I got a nigga that I'm ready to smash over my bitch. So ain't gonna lie.
But see, real talk. Hold on.
When I was 16, 17, I definitely did.
Tell us about that. So
niggas was snitching on me, cuz.
Niggas was
telling on me, cuz.
That's different, okay.
Telling on me,
get
bro.
Your shorty.
Look, bro, we in a group chat. I'm telling my niggas what's going on in the group chat, what I got going in my daily life. And niggas is going back and telling on me.
me, Brody.
That's some foul shit.
That's
right
some
there.
Foul that's shit, foul, Brody.
Slam snake, boy.
Cut. Some... Look, though. Look,
why
though.
Why do you think?
His defense was, I told him I didn't fuck with him. And guess why I told him I didn't fuck with him? Because you tried to shoot your shot at my bitch, Brody. And she told me, so I don't fuck with you no more.
But that's God, though, because... Just say that you got into some illegal shit with this nigga.
Exactly.
And he was like, oh, shit, bro. Exactly. You told me you didn't fuck with me one time, so I told on you.
Exactly. And that's why I don't fuck with the niggas. Like, we got niggas that's in my circle that I don't fuck with them no more simply because they choose to still fuck with him. I can't trust that nigga as far as I can see that nigga.
I already told you where he's flawed.
Like, I showed you what's going on, buddy.
You try to shoot your bitch. Your girl told you.
Facts.
And you get, man, you fucked up, like, man.
Yeah, so, bro, I'm chilling on you, bro. Like, damn, what you on? You feel me?
Oh, wow.
But that's not tender, bro.
Yeah.
That's
disrespect.
That's some coke straight.
You
tender.
Don't, listen. You feel me? Yeah. You disrespect. I'm the coolest nigga you ever meet. You know that I've only fought it once at every school because niggas is like, damn, you fought Tajay? You fought Lazy? Like, he's the coolest nigga, laid back, joking on niggas, joking type cool. Shit. But when it's up, it's up. I will not tolerate disrespect like Gates said. They was like, shit, do you agree with hitting women? He's like, no. But if you disrespect me, oh, God.
Facts.
Don't disrespect me. Like, I've been in situations to where I got love for a nigga, but it's like, bro, you totally disrespected me, bro.
Facts.
I can't fuck with no disrespect, bro. Facts. Because if you disrespect me, you will smoke me, you will tell on me, you will do anything to me because you don't have no respect for me.
Bro, that's... Bro, it didn't went so far that I'm talking to other females and they like, Don, why do niggas hate on you? Like, what you be doing? My face card's good wherever I go.
Yeah.
I do good business with niggas. I got good relationships and everything. Right. So I'm like, what you talking about? Why you feel me? You telling me motherfuckers don't fuck with me? Motherfuckers just talk down on your name. Woo, 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 woo. What are you talking down on me for? You think talking down on me is gonna get you the pussy? Just go shoot the shot at the bitch. You so insecure about yourself that you gotta talk about the next nigga to get the bitch. It's upsetting me.
Man. I got a little hypothetical right here. Mm-hmm. You get two text messages at the same time. Who you believe in, your girl or your homie? Your dog, your homie says, hey, gang, I seen your girl fucking with another nigga. You got to cut her off, fam. Mm-hmm. And your girl, wifey, sends a message 4 minutes later saying, babe, your best friend is snaking you. I can sense it. You had to cut him off, my love. Who you believe in?
I'm believing my girl first, and I'm doing my research on that. Mm-hmm. Simply because she said snake.
Mm-hmm.
He's snaking you. So that means he may be doing anything, not just trying to shoot her shot. He may be talking to your ops. He may be trying to move himself in on one of your business investments. He may be talking about how he don't like you behind his back.
And people that know you play on your emotions.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Me personally, I'm going to cut both of them off because... until you prove yourself that you need to be around me, talking to the female in that instance, until you prove yourself that you need to be around me, I don't trust you as far as I can throw you.
Right.
That's just what it is. Like, these bitches out here, they going. So I'm cutting both of them off if it's me, to be 100.
I don't really know, man. Shit like that, man.
That's a hell of a... It's internet propaganda, but...
Oh, that's my nigga. You ain't take a picture, bitch ass nigga? Where she at? Right? Why you ain't call me soon?
A bitch ain't gonna say nothing like that unless she got her receipts anyway.
Right.
She's gonna send you them receipts. Oh, this nigga be saying woo, 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 woo. And that's what bitches do.
Keep up with that.
Facts.
This is random. You ever fuck some sisters before? Like
yes. Cousins and all.
Yeah, I fuck cousins.
Blood, that's a hood trophy right there. Don't let me hang it.
It's real tough.
Yeah. I fuck cousins. I've even had friends. Well, I fucked with... To this day, they all still friends, and I fucked with all of them, like 4 or 5 of them, and they all still best friends to this day. It seemed like, this was high school, though, but it seemed like, it's what I always tell my son, like, he was like, man, my girl's friend was asking me, like, you know, just a little questions. I was like, oh, she like you, bro.
Type
because
shit.
I've had one of them friends be like, so-and-so said, your shit was whoop-de-whoop. What you trying to find out?
Uh-huh.
Uh-uh, whoop-de-whoop, but then by Friday...
Yeah.
It's on. Like, you feel me? But, curiosity kills the cat every time. But, what I was going to say, I forgot what I was going to say before, though.
It's the Patron, man.
It's the Patron.
So, I'm lifted off it done.
I'm going to ask you, who do you want to see on here, man? But you got to be able to make it call or text.
On this podcast?
Yeah.
My man D Gun Young, Mr. 25, man. I gotta see him get on here, bro.
Who?
Mr. D Gun Young. Durs from the Way 2 on Instagram, man. Y'all gotta get him on. He's one part of Nightlife Guys, bro. We party promoters and shit like that. Mm-hmm. I feel like y'all gotta get him on here. He'll talk
about
it.
Speaking of your party promoter,
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Speak on your party promoting real quick.
Like I said, man, you can follow me on Instagram, CEO Don, or the Night Shift Guys on Instagram, man. I do after hours parties, 3 a.m. to 7 a.m.
Where most of them be at? Like
right now.
You have like a spot where y'all, like my we need to get the Afrikaanza boys on here, the African DJs that cut their hair. Afrikaanza.
Yeah.
Right now, we're trying to get somewhere by taking off. Yeah. The bar on Bardstown used to be formerly known as a gay bar, but it's not a gay bar no more, so everybody need to come out and enjoy themselves.
What's it called?
Nowhere, somewhere, bar.
It ain't a gay bar no more?
It ain't a gay bar no more.
When they change it?
When I start hosting.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, you feel me? So we ain't, they ain't a gay bar no more. It's going to be me and my mans.
Looking at you different.
We going to, nah. Look though. It's the thing though. I don't even care if it was a gay bar because bitches love gay niggas.
Yes.
I don't throw parties for males. I throw parties for bitches.
Hey, we figured this shit out now. We figured you hoes out now. After Melvante came out,
man.
Y'all hoes love gay niggas.
They love gay niggas, bro.
Now, I told my wife, cut that gay nigga off. You know Brian is really gay? Nah. Brian, dick probably bigger than mine, bitch. Let this nigga go. No hair, no nails, no mall trips. Y'all fucking the gay niggas.
Yeah, facts.
You know how unhealthy that is real out talk, here? Very I ain't unhealthy. Saying that, you feel me, the story that niggas is... But you know how many motherfuckers out here got?
I say that dude wasn't really gay.
Are you talking about the dude on the... He was gay for pay.
Yes.
But you're gay for...
Nah. That's exactly what you... He was gay for pay.
Yeah. I have to tell females all the time, like, oh, I ain't never did nothing with no girl. I just had my pistol. Hey, you gay.
Yeah.
I really got into an altercation. Not an altercation, but a back and forth with a chicken.
You gay.
But the last thing I said was, if I came in here today... And everybody's talking about nasty shit. I was like, yeah, I got my head. My dick sucked from a nigga before.
Paul. Hey, yo. Paul.
I'm just saying, if I came in to a conversation and said that, there's no return.
Man, it's none at all.
You gay forever.
Forever.
For life.
I don't care if you ever went back.
You're gay forever.
So it's the same thing with women. Ain't no different thing. Like I tell females, it's okay that you gay.
We going to talk off camera, but now that you say so, I got to get somebody else on here too. Mm-hmm. We got a busy schedule coming up.
Yeah.
March Madness, man. So the podcast is Big and Lazy.
Mm-hmm.
You got to give us something big, something good to eat, lazy, something good to watch.
Pause again, because I'll be watching Camden show. They say pause or everything.
Pause. You
got double pause.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, yo. But nah, I'm going to cut into it like this. I've been watching that Avatar at last.
Hey, it is hard. I watched the first Avatar with my kids.
I've been watching that. I got off the shrooms and watched that the other day.
You fucking shrooms?
Yeah. Describe the shroom experience.
Okay.
We always hear everybody.
Have you ever seen the cartoons, the old cartoons, where a nigga get hit in his mouth and his body get knocked out and he's looking at himself from the back? That's what shrooms are, bro.
Yeah,
I'm back here and I'm watching my body non-control, but I know what's going on. You
feel right.
Like,
I think with anything, you have to find a level of control.
Facts.
You know what I'm saying? Because when I did the shrooms, nigga, I felt like crying. I was spilling the beans to Shorty. I'm like, you know, I was just
real buzzy. Like, I ain't took enough to get that out of my experience. Yeah.
I ain't never took enough to trip.
Yeah, you micro dose.
Yeah, I'm fuck that trip shit. Yeah. I'm good on
it. Yeah, I don't need to see no false reality shit.
I want to now, though. Like, I want to. It's not false, though. It's actual. Like Deuce said on TikTok, he was like, when you do shrooms, he's like, anything from the earth is going to give you a natural, you know what I'm saying? Like, he said the first time he did shrooms, they told him to start, two things. He said that when he tripped, he thought of everything he's supposed to be doing, and he got sad. He said he cried. He was like, I'm just wasting my
type shit.
Self, like, I'm going to work every day, and I'm supposed to be a content creator, but everybody around him, like, that ain't no money. You got to be into it. You got to be. So he got into it. But the second person, it was a female, and every time in the Babel, that's what I was going to say. That's what I lost my thought to when you said that about trusting people around you and people know you a good nigga and know you, but they got snake intentions.
Facts.
That's why I said the Bible is a big hood story.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know what I'm saying? When God went with the all his niggas knew he was that nigga.
Facts.
Seen him walk on water. Seen him cure the... take the mud, spit
have you seen
it
the book of Clarence with the black dude?
I ain't seen it yet.
I'm gonna check it out. It's like the story of Jesus, like they in there.
Yeah,
but I like where you was going with that, real talk. I really like how you was going with that, but I would tweak it just a little bit. It's finding those friends that will support you like that.
Facts.
You feel me?
But like, my only thing about that is everybody knew he was the man.
Facts.
And he told them, like, nigga, I know everything.
But what happened to him? What happened to Jesus?
This is what happened. He told them. He said, Peter, I know. No, he didn't say Peter. He said, I know one of y'all in here is ready to snake me.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And it's all good. Yeah. And everybody was like, hell no, Jesus, me? Nigga, hell no. I seen you spit on the mud and cure the dude's blindness. I seen you walk on water, nigga. As mm-hmm. soon as they came, like, where's Jesus? Oh, we don't believe that nigga. Shit, yeah. There he go.
Right there.
We don't believe him. There he go. Right you there. Feel me? But at the end of the day, it's all about who you have around
exactly.
you.
Exactly.
You can have your circle as small as nobody.
Facts.
You know what I'm saying? But
you need us as black people, we need teams.
Yeah.
We need teams. It's just like gangs and everything else, bro. We need teams because you may know something about computers. I may know right. something about marketing. Yeah. You may know something about driving cars. But real put together, we could just create an Uber.
Yeah.
You feel what I'm saying? Like, it's all about how you put it together. Like, you need different pieces of the puzzle to figure shit out. But if right. you realize that this piece of the puzzle isn't going to fit, you need to let it go because it's not going. You ain't never going to complete the picture.
Facts. So that was a dope comment to say. That was dope, man. This whole podcast has been real informative, man. Yeah, like
definitely.
And like you said, we need to stay in teams, work together, like resources. I hate gatekeeping. You know how many people I didn't just plug, like, you know, I'm trying to start a podcast. I don't know you from a can of paint, but nigga, you gotta go to get the Buzzsprout, mm-hmm. get your hard drive. I gotta produce, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm gonna teach a class for $5. Man, no, bro. I'm not.
Listen, a gatekeeper is always lame.
Yes.
It's always a lame
cornball.
Brandy, yeah. I wanna be down ass nigga.
I wouldn't say that. A true gatekeeper makes money off selling that information.
Facts.
They won't even Correct. Be doing what they're selling you the information to do.
Right.
Uh-huh.
So just like there's people who do credit repair, CPN knowledge and shit like that, like they're not actively doing these crimes right. unless or therefore real work that it takes to get this stuff off, but I can make it look good. Remember what we said?
Yeah.
Currency is in the view right now. Mm-hmm. How you see a motherfucker? I can have his chain in his car. You gonna come shot with me to learn this information yeah. that I got copied and pasted? I'm gonna send to 200 people. But if 200 people send me $2,000, I'm rich as fuck. You know what I'm saying?
So give us something lazy, man. Something good to eat before we get out of here.
Something good to eat.
Yeah, something yeah. good to eat and something good to watch.
Like I said, like, watch that Airbender, man.
That's crazy. I like watch it. The first episode was crazy.
Watch that Airbender. I'm going to put y'all on to something. Y'all want to know where the world's going? It's an old TV show. It's old as fuck, and I've been hooked on it. Watch Person of Interest.
Oh, yeah. I remember that.
Person of Interest, bro. All this AI, mm-hmm. all this technology, all these cameras that they putting on us, all these chips they want to put in our hand to use to pay for shit, the checks and balances of the world. Y'all, listen, go watch Person of Interest and see how fucked up the world can be.
Mm. How old are we talking? How old is the show?
Like 2008?
Yep.
2009?
Okay. Around time Monk and all that.
Yeah. I just see it on Monk. Yeah, definitely. If y'all watch it now, it's going to resonate with y'all way more like, damn, this shit really can happen. Yeah. Like, we really can build a machine that takes over the fucking world, and we got some Terminator shit going on. Y'all better...
Nah, facts. They ready to take over the AI shit, ready to take over jobs and everything.
Y'all see that one movie with the Teslas that was driving theyself, bro?
Yeah.
And mm-hmm. they was crashing theyself. Like, the what fucking movie is this on Netflix or something?
Don't look up now.
Self-driving cars, though. Like the Ubers.
It's about
shit.
The end of the world type
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, it's the end of the world, bro. The Teslas, the Chinese people or whatever, the people that was hacking America, bro, they was just moving the cars. Like, they was making them wreck on purpose. So just think, if we got a world disaster going on right now and they hacked the cars and they all crashing every bridge in the world, now right. we can't get to each other. We can't go nowhere because the cars is taken out. You feel that shit's real.
So, like, get you an old school Toyota like Rich.
Yeah,
like you know Rich. What I mean? I can't
Shout
imagine.
Shout out Rich, man.
Like, the Tesla shit, like when it was cold and they had that big the fucking ice all around America and shit. Facts. They had Teslas on the side of the road because you can't charge them.
Facts.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's just scary, man. And then with the jobs, the AI's taking over, they got McDonald's and shit that you don't
White
need.
White Castle's got 200 some robots working for them right now, taking over, bro. I'm telling you, bro, they're going all that minimum wage shit's gonna be dead.
I don't trust
bro.
It because when I say well done, well done, motherfucker. You know what I'm saying?
And something lazy,
you said something good to eat.
Yeah, good to eat, yeah.
What I done smashed on lately.
You gotta turn us on though. It gotta be something.
Right.
We be going to fuck with it.
Alright, give me. I ain't gonna lie. I tried this at Cuban place on Nulu, La Bamba, or whatever.
Yeah, it's a
big ass yellow building right there on Nulu.
Mm-hmm.
Cuban food. Oh my God.
I don't think I ever had Cuban food.
Slapped. Atmosphere slap. Food slap. Price was slap. Slap. La Bamba. That's what I think it's called.
Definitely.
La Bamba.
Definitely.
Facts. It's being lazy, man.
And just like that, yeah, we appreciate that. Hey, follow man. Us, _BFINES. It might be at the bottom of the screen. You never know.
Yep. Mm-hmm. I know it's going to be at the bottom of the screen, man.
Facts.
Because we got the best producer.
Yeah, in the world.
In the fucking world, man. But just one last time, bro.
Confirm.
Let the people know what you do and let them know where they can find you.
So if y'all watching this podcast, man, you want to turn your life up, make sure you tap in, give me a DM, text me. I do half off on flights, CPNs, credit repair. I can help you build your business. I can help you get your business credit right, man. Just tap in. It's CEO Don with two N's, man. Come holler at me. Come fuck with me at my parties, man. Nightlife guys, man. Shout out my man D Gunner, man. Darius from the way too, man. And we out of here.
You talking about D Gunner from Cincinnati?
No. He's from here, buddy.
Okay. Yeah.
I knew when he said D Gun Young.
It's that
yeah.
one.
It's that nigga right there. Oh, okay. My fault.
I thought that was smart, brother. I thought that was Marcus Smart right there.
That's my brother.
Hey, man, we got Bray Bro on. He can, you know, we going to tap in as soon as we get off
here. Facts.
Because anybody that got some motion,
fuck with us.
Fuck
we got a lot of heavy hitters. Subscribe.
Just like that, man.
This podcast was produced by B. Haywood for Confirmed Podcast Network.
Hey, B. Haywood, Confirmed Podcast Network. Thank you for all the continued support. Continue to check out We Them Girls Podcast, as well as Big and Lazy Podcast on the Confirmed Podcast Network. We love you. Thank you for the support. And keep on listening. We got more content coming for y'all. Thank you.
Hey, this is B. Haywood, executive producer of Confirmed Multimedia. And if you want extra content, you can go to buymeacoffee.com/confirmed and get early access to all of our content.
You're listening to Confirmed.